Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Good afternoon to you. Well, good evening, Dr. Atulabe.
Well, good evening, good afternoon. It's all good.
Yeah, are you good?
I praise the Lord. I'm well.
Oh, beautiful, fantastic, great to hear from you. I do hope that as we finishing off the week, you've had a fantastic one.
Yes, yes, indeed.
Lovely. Now, we're going to talk about clean air and city living. And if you join us, we're talking to Dr. Atulabe, who is our resident doctor here, giving us very sound advice. Every Friday, she comes on board and we talk all things health. And if you're joining us for the first time, well, you will hear her voice and, of course, get some sound advice. And we do know that from 2022 until 2024, the African Cities for Clean Air Initiative provided air quality technical assistance to 5 cities, Addis Ababa, Dakar, Durban, Johannesburg, and Lagos, on projects that will reduce harmful emissions and protect public health. African Cities for Clean Air has always and also delivered a set of tailored knowledge exchange opportunities and workshops for the 11 participant cities in the continent. The initiative will continue for the additional 2 years, which is this year, 25, and also 2026, providing tailored technical support for policy implementation, sharing knowledge and lessons between cities, and showcasing mayors and their world-leading commitments to delivering clean air. That's what we're going to be talking about. So, Doc, what are the benefits of clean air? And in the same vein, what are the dangers of polluted air?
Yeah, clean air is one of the laws of health. You know, we summarize the laws of health to 8, and air is one of them. So it is that important.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
21% of the air that we breathe in is oxygen. Mm-hmm. Within 3 to 4 minutes, if we don't have oxygen, death comes very quickly.
Mm.
So clean air will have a good percentage as necessary of oxygen. When the air is polluted and it's unclean, then it's going to lead to several problems.
Mm.
When we breathe air pollutants, they can enter our bloodstream and contribute to coughing, itchy eyes. It can cause or worsen many breathing and lung diseases.
Mm-hmm.
And this can lead to hospitalizations, cancer, or even premature death.
Mm.
So knowing the opposite of bad air tells us how important good air is.
Mm.
Now, it significantly affects human health. So there are short-term and long-term effects. When we inhale pollutants, definitely, as I've said, it will lead to respiratory and cardiovascular issues. And this includes asthma, heart disease, and all the type of problems like the COPD, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. And yes, urban areas is where we have bad air.
Mm.
And the effort you have described that is being made is commendable. However, the question is, who is going to enjoy all of these efforts that is being made? Not a lot of persons. Because majority of people who are in the city are in the clogged up areas where air pollution is high. Traffic, refuse dumps, things that are causing problems, constructions, factories, they are all in the city.
Mm.
So those efforts that are being made, they are very good. Nevertheless, the question is how many persons can actually benefit from them. So it still comes to individual effort. public awareness and the resources that we can get. But they are not cheap. That's the problem.
Mm.
So if we have poor air quality, it may have been destroying health for a long time before we are even aware of the problem. So we need to make some smart choices. Either we move away from the center of the city to where there is more fresh, clean, and sweet country air. Because clean air has healing properties. I remember very well, I had two elderly gentlemen pass by my place. They were going to Lagos. And they said they really needed to see me. But traffic was bad and they got to my place late. And then I said, well, it's not safe to get on the expressway to Lagos at that time of the night.
Mm.
So they slept. We got a room for them and they slept. So, but they said, we'll be leaving very early in the morning. So early in the morning, we prepared breakfast for them. And then they did not come out of their room.
Mm.
Eventually, we had to give a little gentle knock. What is going on? We said, oh, time has gone. You know, their testimony that day was that they live in Lagos. They have air conditioning. They have a big house, but they don't sleep well.
Mm.
The room we gave them, there was no air conditioning. But they slept so good.
Yeah.
Because they were in the countryside. So, which we will prefer? Improve the city air or begin to make preparations to live in a better place where the air is cleaner?
Mm.
Well, it's a choice because both has cost implications. If we remain in the city and we work to clean the air, especially in our homes, it's expensive. What is recommended is a high-efficiency filter that can get rid of all the pollen, the mold, the bacteria, and so forth. But if we decide to move to countryside, we have to build. And we have to secure safety. So both ways, I believe that we need some help one way or the other.
Mm-hmm.
Because air is very important. We cannot underestimate it.
Mm.
We've got to be sure that we have good air. Because we may be dying from polluted air and not realize it. So this is a very important decision. Do we invest in improving the air in the city? Or do we invest in preparing a place where the air is clean and sweet? It's a very difficult thing. But either way, we will see which one is more important, our health, or the work that we do in the city. Well, that work is going to give us the money. So it's a difficult situation.
Mm.
It's a win-win, no-win situation.
Mm.
But meanwhile, wherever we are, if we are still in the city, we should avoid indoor pollutants, candles, incense, smoking, cleaning products, very important. Personally, people like me, if they use very strong cleaning products in my home, I always sneeze until the effect has gone totally. So we should avoid all that to maintain good air in the home. Then we should walk on less traffic, carpool, and avoid a lot of pollutants. I mean, we can contribute to less pollution in the city. Then we can plant indoor plants that are good to take dust and all the rest, improve air quality.
Yeah.
Trees don't remove everything. They help clean the air. Unfortunately, trees are going faster than they are being planted. And as you have said, we should support the policy of urban planning for better air, to not use the green zones, and to be able to sustain ourselves from what the government is doing to help, to support. So the question is still, personally for me, do we want to invest in beginning to make effort to move out of the city? Because eventually the pollution will affect us. Or do we just want to be improving the air in the city? One thing I know for sure, there is only one perfect city, and that is the New Jerusalem.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Now, for our Christians, we are waiting for that time when we can inhabit that place. There is no earthly pollution there, but our character needs to be made ready to live in such a place. So when it is difficult or impossible to move from the city, at least we can prepare for the heavenly city, so that even if we lose here, eventually we can win overall. So this is what I'm thinking about as I think of air, pure air, polluted air in the city, and more clean air in the countryside. So it's something that we need to prayerfully look at to make choices. Some of us have been making those choices. Personally, for me, I live outside the city. And when people visit me, they tell me the one thing they love where I am is that the air is good. So I would say, this is my own suggestion. Let's begin to invest on living in a place where we get better air, because it is healing.
Yeah. Beautiful one. Thank you so much, Doc, for that. I think that clean air is everything. And I like that you're saying that the best air we'll get, of course, not in this world, because lots of things are happening with air, the pollution and all of that. But in the New Jerusalem, none of this will be happening. Thank you so much for your presence this afternoon. And of course, for always joining us on every Friday. Blessings to you and your family. And may you have a fantastic Sabbath.
Amen to all that prayer.
Amen. Thank you.
Have a beautiful Sabbath as it comes to
you. Thank you so much, Doc. Fantastic. Blessings.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.